In Northwest news from KNKX, the Seattle Sounders host Toronto FC in the Major League Soccer Championship match this Sunday at CenturyLink Field. The Sounders have been to the playoffs every year of their 11-year existence in MLS. It's a recipe for success that's been in place since day one. Matt Pence covers the Sounders for The Athletic and wrote a book about the team. He talked about the Sounders' winning ways. Matt, the Sounders have a culture all their own. It's something that's been present from the start, and it seems to have transcended sports. How did this all happen?
Yeah, I mean, it really did, like, from the very, very start. Whenever they announced their expansion team, which was 12 years ago now, they actually unveiled the team at the George and Dragon pub up in Fremont with a bunch of gathered soccer fans. And so, like, really from that first moment, they were pretty focused on the type of fan that they wanted. Been sort of tapping into the soccer culture that was already here, which maybe sounds pretty natural in what teams should be doing in Major League Soccer. But at the time, it was a little bit revolutionary in terms of what they wanted to do with their fan culture, catering to sort of like the urban millennial. I think that they sort of honed in on a target market pretty quickly. And then we're seeing that sort of pay off in the way that it's grown.
Was all that by design, the march to the match, getting folks excited even before the match starts?
Yes, for sure. They had a really good marketing team, so they decided to turn it into an event really early and make it a big spectacle and have the march to the match and the big flags and the fire before the game and all that. And all of that was new, and I think it's part of what sort of excited people and got them coming back, and that was definitely a big part of their success.
So there was something organic about it. They were tapping into the fan base that was already here, but it seems like they kind of wrote a new playbook. And have other teams been following that playbook since the Sounders have been in existence?
Yeah, for sure. They really did sort of create the blueprint that every successful team since has followed. Maybe they didn't copy it exactly, but I think it's fair to say that the Sounders sort of set the model. And I do think that Toronto was another team around that same time. They came in a year or two before the Sounders, and they were doing similar things. And the Sounders sort of took a couple things from them, which is kind of interesting given how they've aligned in these couple championships now, because those were kind of the two teams that really were the beginning of this new era of MLS.
Well, going back to their first meeting in the MLS Cup Finals in 2016, the Sounders rode to that match. Was kind of unexpected. They changed coaches mid-season. Was that what was needed to spur them on?
Yeah, maybe. I think that whenever you have a successful team for a certain amount of years and you can't quite get over that hump, sometimes you do need that extra sort of thing. And a lot of times in sports, it's just all about momentum, right? And so they struggled for a long time, but you had the coaching change, bringing in Brian Schmetzer. You had the new player, Nicholas Lodero, coming in, who is already probably, you could say that he's been the most effective Sounders guy that they've ever had, just if you look at his consistency and what a difference that he's made. So he came in mid-season. They just kind of got on a roll, and then they went all the way through.
So they're playing in their third MLS Cup final in four seasons. Do you see this success continuing after this season?
I'm going to like hedge and say I don't know, even though I certainly should have a prepared answer, because if you look at their recent history, everything suggests that they're going to find a way to keep this going. But the economics of the league are changing. The time whenever the Sounders were sort of the leading financial powerhouse, they've kind of been passed by a couple of different teams. They're probably in that second tier now behind the Atlantas and the LAFCs and the teams that have a little bit deeper pockets. So it did seem like this season was them having to own up to the changing landscape. And then they got hot again, and here we are, and it's probably hard to say that. But they are going to have to still sort of adjust and find their place in a changing landscape.
All right, Matt, thanks so much.
Yep.
Matt Pence covers the Sounders for The Athletic, and he's the author of The Sound and the Glory, How the Seattle Sounders Showed Major League Soccer How to Win Over America. I'm Kirsten Kendrick, KNKX News.